And here we are again on the Dave Charles Show. It's time for our Wine of the Week slot, brought to you proudly by Tops at Lifestyle. Eamon and Valencia are in the house, and with them they have brought a lovely Cabernet Sauvignon Merlot. Is that an interesting combination?
It is a Cab Sauv Merlot.
I haven't heard of that combination before.
A nice blend. It's very popular. It's a very, very popular blend.
A Kleiner Salzer edition. Yes. Yeah. So what do we know about it?
So this is the entry level. They have the Cellar Select. And they also do the Vineyard Selection, which is a more premium range from the farm. It's a black label, whereas this one is the clear, as you can see, clear white label. It's very, very distinguishable. It's a nice clean label with the Z at the top and the Kleinsalza, the farm right underneath it. So it's a combination of Cab Sauv and Merlot. So the Merlot giving it a little bit more, a little bit more complexity to it, but not as in taste wise, or it just gives it more nuances in the taste on your palate. So it softens down the tannins. That you would get in the Cabernet. So it just softens down, becoming a little bit silky, but they're still there, but nice and rounded.
So, because that, generally speaking, can be a little bit of a trick with red wine. It can be a bit grippy, I think is the term used
grippy
by some.
A lot of guys use, yeah, grippy.
And a little bit, a bit dry for some palates. And yes. This clearly has taken that into consideration. The grapes coming from Stellenbosch, Swartland, and Durbanville.
Mm.
So an interesting combination. Yeah. They say that there was a wet, cool spring in 2023 that delayed the budding slightly. And it created an even and healthy start to the season, which gave you meticulous viticultural practices that promoted the green harvesting after veraison to pick up the conditions, extending the ripening period. It's all very technical, but the slower pace allowed the grapes to develop exceptional concentration and complexity, resulting in the intensely flavored 24 harvest and a wine of outstanding promise. That now is confidence from the winemaker. So the best thing to do really with any wine tasting like this is to pour, as we have done now, Valencia very kindly doing the honors, and we look at the color, which is the it's red. I can tell at a glance. It's a red wine.
Ruby red.
There we go. It's a nice color. It's a very happy. I'm looking at the legs. You know, when you swirl it around the tasting glass, you see how long it takes for the wine to run down the sides, and whether it leaves a lovely pattern. And it does. It's there. Then what does the nose say? Well, difficult to, it's ripe, dark plum aromas, in very good order, on both the nose and the palate. So that's what you should taste is
nice dark plums. They have some, and berries, a little bit of blackberry there.
Oh yeah.
The cap is there, but
they talk about savory nuances and velvety tannins, which are there, but again, not overly powerful, not distracting at all. But as you rightly said at the beginning, it creates the kind of nuance that gives it character.
It does. It's very, when you taste it there now, I was expecting it to be a little bit more drier than what it is, but it's actually not. That Merlot has broken the cab down, has mellowed well.
Yep.
So the winemaker's really got to put that together, that blend. So it's soft, silky. The tannin is there, but very slight. It's very, very slight. And we have it chilled as well. So it's
beautifully, nice, beautifully presented at that temperature. I detected a little, and I was just checking the notes. There seems to be a little oak infusion, and it's quite right. It is seamless oak integration, which I like. It gives it a kind of additional component, which I think adds to the complexity and the nuance. They say you can enjoy it now, or you can put it away for a couple of years, 3 to 5 years, which will enhance the complexity.
Which is very good, Dave, for a wine of its stature, for what it is. Yeah, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with for everyday drinking, especially with big rugby games coming ahead of us. Perfect for the braai. Excellent.
What is the price of this Cabernet Sauvignon Merlot 24 Kleiner Salzar?
Dave, it's not over the top. It's a great wine. 110 rand a bottle.
Oh, no. I was going to say around the 200 rand mark.
No.
110 bucks. That's $110 a bottle. You see, now there are those people that will say it can't be any good. It's too cheap. Which, you know, I understand why people might be suspicious of a lower price than a red. But don't be. It's just what it is. It's an absolutely honest, delightful price point, and a really nice wine in the sense that, as you say, for everyday drinking, celebrating life, the Balito way, celebrating rugby, and for some there's going to be an extra special celebration, because I see you've also brought with you a box full of entries for a competition.
For a competition that we've been running in store, Dave, we're in conjunction with Clipfift and Heineken. So we've got the box here with all the entries in it. So what we've done is, now there's going to be two winners. So we're going to pull two slips, and each of those winners will win a pair of tickets each. Husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend. So it's basically four tickets, but two winners we're going to draw. I'm giving away two sets of tickets.
Two double tickets to the rugby on Tuesday next.
Next Tuesday.
All Blacks versus the Sharks. That's got to be a home ground jewel.
Definitely.
We're not going to predict the outcome of that match. We're just going to predict a jewel, a party of note, particularly if you've got your bottle of Cabernet Sauvignon Merlot to celebrate with from Kleiner Salzar. Why don't we do the honors, shall we? It's live. People wandering past the studio, looking in the window to make sure that we're not cheating. Valencia is, Eamon has given the box another shake, and I think Valencia is going to draw the first of the double tickets. And let's have a look and see who the first of our double ticket winners will be.
There we go. It's Stéphane Terron, I believe, is the pronunciation.
Stéphane Terron, congratulations, mate. You, if you are in the area, are the winner of two tickets. You've got to, of course, be in the area to enjoy the two tickets. Otherwise, a bit pointless.
Yes.
You can always donate them, of course, to me. I'll be happy. And the next winner to join Stéphane and his chosen partner for that event next Tuesday, the rugby in Deben.
I think it's Elamini LaRue.
Well, there it is. Yeah. It's an interesting. It is El Murray or no? Anyway, it's clearly a LaRue.
Definitely.
However LaRue. You want to pronounce your name, that's up to you entirely, and good for you. So, Ms. LaRue, I think it's a lady. Looks like it. Lady's handwriting.
Yeah, it looks like yeah.
And there it is. The two double tickets now. Very a desirable prize, because that rugby match, I think, has been extremely anticipated in rugby circles, and even in just game. Social circles. It's always a jewel when the Sharks are playing, but particularly when they're playing an international side like the All Blacks.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one.
So you will be in touch with the winners to let them know?
Yes, Dave.
Come and collect their tickets?
Come and collect their tickets. We'll get our marketing people upstairs to give them a call, take a couple of pictures with them, and put them on our social media if they agree to it. And that'll be it. But down the road, coming is another big competition. I won't say what it is yet, but it's going to be a fabulous prize for two people.
Wow.
For two people.
Well, there's always joy to be had at Tops at Lifestyle. Good service, excellent ranges. And now competition season is upon us. So you've got to be in it to win it, as they say. But I reckon everyone is a winner today. If you are in the red wine selection category, your top tip from Tops at Lifestyle and the Dave Charles Show today. Our wine of the week is the Kleiner Salza Cabernet Sauvignon Merlot 2024. $110 will get you a bottle of heaven in a bottle. Perfect. Heaven in a bottle. There we go. Bottle of heaven in a bottle. Sounds Irish to me.
It does.
Irishman.
But perfect.
Thanks for a lovely wine of the week, folks. And we'll do it again in a week's time on the Dave Charles Show on 88 FM.